वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्टिके। थैंक यू वेरी मच। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जनमदस्य यतो अन्वया इतरतश्चार्थेषु भिज्ञासरात् तेने ब्रह्महृदाय आदिकवये मोयन्ति यत्सुरयः तेजो वारी मृदां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो वृषा धाम्ना सेना सदा निरस्त कुहुकं सत्यं परं धीमहि। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 24 द सबटेरेनियन हेवनली प्लैनेट्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। अतस्तात् सुतले उदारश्रवः पुण्यश्लोको विरोचनात्मजो बलि भगवता महेन्द्रस्य प्रियं चिकीर्षमानेनादिते लभता कायो वटु वामन रूपेण पराक्षिप्त लोकत्रयो भगवत अनुकंपयैव पुनः प्रवेशित इंद्रादिषु अविद्यमानाय सुसमृद्धया श्रिया पीच्युष्टः स्वधर्मे नाराधयेयुस्तम् एव भगवन्तम् आराधनीयम् अपगत साध्वस्य आस्ते अधुनापि। प्लीज रिपीट। तथा अधस्तात् beneath the planet known as Vitala, beneath the planet known as Vitala, Sutale, on the planet known as Sutala, Udara Shravaha, very greatly celebrated Punya Shloka. Very pious and advanced in spiritual consciousness. Virochana Atmajaha. The son of Virochana. Balihi. Bali Maharaj. Bhagavata. By the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maha Indrasya. Of the King of Heaven. Indra. Priyam. The welfare. Chikirshamanena. Desiring to perform. Adite. From Aditi. Labdakaya. Labdakaya. Having obtained his body. Bhutva. Appearing. Vatu. Brahmachari. Vamana Rupena. In the form of a dwarf. Parakshipta. Rested away. Loka Trayaha. The three worlds. Bhagavat Anukampaya. By the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva. Certainly. Punaha. Again. Praveshitaha. Caused to enter. Indra Adishu. Even among the demigods. Like the King of Heaven. Avidyamanaya. Not existing. Susamriddhaya. Much enriched by such exalted opulence. Shriya. By good fortune. Abhijushta. Being blessed. Swadharmena. By discharging devotional service. Aradhayan. Worshipping. Tam. Him. Eva. Certainly. Bhagavantam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradhaniya. Who is most worshipable. Apagata sadvasva. Without fear. Aste. Remains. Aduna api. Even today. Thank you. You did very well. Following the word for word. Translation. Below the planet Vitala is another planet known as Sutala, where the great son of Maharaj Virochana, Bali Maharaj, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides even now. For the welfare of Indra, the King of Heaven, Lord Vishnu, appeared in the form of a dwarf, Brahmachari, as the son of Aditi, and tricked Bali Maharaj by begging for only 3 paces of land, but taking all the 3 worlds. Being very pleased with Bali Maharaj for giving all his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent king Indra. Even now, Bali Maharaj engages in devotional service by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. Purport. by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka. He who is worshipped by the best of selected Sanskrit verses. And his devotees, such as Bali Maharaj, are also worshipped by Punya Shloka, verses that increase one's piety. You understand, right? Krishna is called Uttama Shloka, who is worshipped by selected Sanskrit verses. And the devotees of Krishna are called Punya Shloka, because they are worshipped with verses that increase one's piety. Bali Maharaj offered everything to the Lord, his wealth, his kingdom, and even his own body. Sarvatma Nivedane Balihi. The Lord appeared before Bali Maharaj as a Brahmana beggar, and Bali Maharaj gave him everything he had. However, Bali Maharaj did not become poor. By donating all his possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became a successful devotee and got everything back with the blessings of the Lord. Similarly, those who give contributions to expand the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement and to accomplish its objectives will never be losers. They will get their wealth back with the blessings of Lord Krishna. On the other side, those who collect contributions on behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should be very careful not to use even a farthing of the collection for any purpose other than the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Omagyan timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuruna militangena tasmai shri gurave namaha nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Below the planet Vitala is another planet known as Sutala, where the great son of Maharaj Virochana, Bali Maharaj, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides even now. For the welfare of Indra, the king of heaven, Lord Vishnu appeared in the form of a dwarf Brahmachari as the son of Aditi and tricked Bali Maharaj by begging for only 3 paces of land but taking all the 3 worlds. Being very pleased with Bali Maharaj, For giving all his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent king Indra. Even now, Bali Maharaj engages in devotional service by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. I'll start with the end point of the purport first, that a person who receives donations on behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should be very careful not to misuse even one farthing. Now, there is no money known as a farthing today, but it is the smallest possible amount of money that once did exist. So it's a fraction of a paisa. It's so small. And Srila Prabhupada is purposely using the word farthing, that there is no excuse to misuse Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balram, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundarji Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada is cautioning us not to misuse a farthing. What then to speak of any amount larger than that? A rupee, thousands of rupees, or millions of rupees. So the person who is receiving donations, contributions, on behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is cautioning the person who is in his movement to not do this. Must not do it. He should not misuse a farthing, what to speak of any other amount. No excuse. It should not be done. And he's saying that it should be, he should be very careful to make sure that it is used for the purpose of the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So this has a number of important points, just this point. That means you require training. How to use things for the transcendental loving service of the Lord. There is a training. We do not know how. We do not know. We have no idea. So this training has to be acquired in order to make sure one does not misuse any contribution that he may receive. There is a great importance attached to this. It can make the difference between you going back to Godhead and you staying here. That's how significant it is. This lesson is being illustrated by Bali Maharaj. Mahajana Yena Gata Sapanta. So what we don't know, we learn from the example of the great souls. What we don't know, we learn from the example, from the practice of the great souls, what they did. So just by meditating on them, we become trained. This is the training. The training is not artificial, it is not imaginary. There is a genuine standard. Now, let's have a look at the example of Bali Maharaj. it's a very interesting point there. There's a number of interesting points, but focusing on this idea of being trained in the right way. So Bali Maharaj was asked for 3 paces of land, as measured by the size of the person who was asking. The person who was asking was a dwarf. Dwarf means about this height. Not very tall. Vatu. So his 3 paces can hardly be 3 feet. Very small. And Bali Maharaj happens to own the entire universe. Entire universe. All the planets. All the stars. The entire space. The entire universe. Everything. So one dwarf brahmachari, brahmana, is asking for 3 paces of land. Bali Maharaj is very generous. And so of course there is a dialogue. The Lord says, if one is not satisfied with 3 paces of land, he'll never be satisfied with anything. So Bali Maharaj agreed, you shall have your 3 paces of land. So this dwarf brahmachari, brahmana, with 2 paces took the entire universe. Entire universe, everything. So there remained a third pace he had to take, a third foot. So this is the training we learn from the example of Bali Maharaj. That he is using everything for the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So because he is meditating, he is thinking it's so wonderful to use everything for Krishna. He is already in bliss that everything he was the Lord and Master of was already taken by Krishna, already gone. And he was not at all worried because he is trained how to use everything for Krishna. How not even one farthing he's thinking for himself. So when he was punished for not being able to give the 3rd pace of land, he was not worried. He immediately offered his own head. He was still in possession of his own body. So this is what we learn from the example of the great soul. And Bali Maharaj is the perfect example about how to use everything for Krishna. So you do not have to worry about misusing a farthing if your entire body and mind and words are for Krishna. If you are already in the habit of wanting to use everything for Krishna, then there is no danger of misusing 1 paisa. See, this is the art. So Bali Maharaj is the example. He is the role model. So the devotee, he fills his mind with the role model. He thinks of all these details. And then the second part of training, just recovering from a sickness. The second part of the training is to engage in that activity. practically by using your hands, your legs, your body, your mind, and your words. Actually doing. So that's called sadhana bhakti. Now, this question comes up again and again, that I have been doing sadhana bhakti for a number of years, then I'm not sure I'm making progress. That's not a good sign, by the way. If you ever have to say that I have been doing sadhana bhakti for a number of years and I'm not sure I'm making progress, it's not a good sign. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of someone who is hungry and he's sitting down to eat. So when you are eating, you don't say, you do not say, I'm eating but I'm not sure if my hunger is gone. It's not a good sign. Something is wrong. Either he's eating in his mind only and not properly. So you have to, if you're doing sadhana bhakti properly, you should know, yes, I'm making progress. So the part of sadhana bhakti we're focusing on today is the applying the example of Bali Maharaj every day. Meaning, dedicating one's body, mind and words, offering them all to Krishna. So sadhana bhakti, the devotee does not hesitate to do any practical service that is being asked of him by his spiritual master, by the person who has taken on the responsibility of training him. So he does not hesitate. This is the training. First, there's an example of Bali Maharaj, and then there's the practice, the daily practice. And when you do this daily practice, you will feel that you're making advancement, that you're becoming more and more Krishna conscious. You will feel that there is no danger that if I'm put in charge of 1,000,000 rupees of even 1 paisa being misused, you will be sure. You will be certain. Because you are trained. You are trained to do everything for Krishna. Such a person was Srila Prabhupada. Such a person. You know, there's a saying in the West, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. In Srila Prabhupada's case, power did not corrupt. If you're not trained, power will corrupt you. It's unavoidable. It's unavoidable. Sometimes there is a protest amongst young devotees that I am not being given any responsibility. It may be a good thing actually, because if you got some responsibility, you may misuse it. And that will be your downfall. But the main thing is to understand how to use everything for Krishna. And do not assume that you know how to do it. It requires training. There's a little parallel to this. wanting responsibility. Sometimes devotees in India, they'd like to go to America. Have you heard of devotees wanting to go to America ever? Do you know? Hands up. Is everyone listening or are we asleep here? Hare Krishna, say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Little louder.
Hare Krishna.
Very good. Okay. Have you ever heard of somebody wanting to go to America? Yes? Good, thank you. So one devotee asked me, I'd like to go to America. This is some years ago. And nobody here, so you don't have to worry. It's not you. And he said, you know, I'd like to see it. Just see it. I thought, this is good. I've been in America. I've come from there. So he said, and he did. He came to America. He said, it's very nice. It's not smelly. There's no litter on the roads. It's very nice. A lot of greenery. Everything is so clean. I said, okay, yes, true. I cannot say it's not true. I said, but if you're done with your glorification, but this is only a facade. It is only a front. Look behind the glitter. Look behind. Like the shops in America, they're very nice. They have a very nice sign, very clean. But behind it, there is rusty iron holding it up. You understand? It's not nice. It's just the front. Just the front. Very nice. But inside, it's concrete, it's iron, rusting, decaying, falling apart. And if they don't keep the facade, in a matter of months, everything goes ugly. It doesn't look nice. There are cities in America which used to be, everyone used to see them on pictures. Now they are ghost towns. Detroit. Big, fantastic city. Now you cannot walk in Detroit during the day. Forget the night. During the day, you may not come out alive. It is that bad. Very bad. So this attraction, we think, I will not be affected if I have power. I will not be affected by America. But unless you're trained, you will be. The facade will attract you. That one farthing will attract you. You will misuse it. You require training. Srila Prabhupada, I was giving the example, was not affected because he was in the habit, while he was in Vrindavan, when he had no money, of using what little money he had only for Krishna. Only for Krishna. For printing the Srimad Bhagavatam, for writing, everything. Now it's not just money, but also his time. Every moment of time he had was for Krishna. This is your safeguard. This is our protection. This is when we will not misuse. Now going back on the purport, second point to the last. One should give money to Krishna. Why? Because there is an interesting thing about Krishna. The person who gives becomes more wealthy. I'm not speaking just materially, but materially also. He will not be the loser. This is a special quality of Krishna. Krishna takes, but you become more wealthy. People do not know this special quality about Krishna, so they are misers. Okay. Don't, you're afraid to give. We have to learn about Krishna. You never become the loser. You have to trust Krishna. Because we don't know Krishna, we don't give everything to Krishna. Because we don't know. Janma karma chame divyam. Because people don't know this nature of Krishna, they're unable to become Krishna's devotee. Because they're afraid. But if you're afraid, then that means you do not know Krishna. Do not be afraid. Give unhesitatingly. Draupadi did not lose by surrendering to Krishna. She actually was saved. Everyone who ever surrendered to Krishna was never the loser. Never. There is no example in history. So, again, we learn from these examples that we can trust Krishna also. And we will be not the losers. So finally, the first two points of the purport. Krishna is known as Uttama Shloka. And the devotees of Krishna are known as Punya Shloka. Uttama Shloka also means that there is no one more worthy of praise and glorification like Krishna. Uttama Shloka. He is the topmost one to be glorified. If we glorify anyone or anything less than Krishna, we are cheating ourselves. For example, in modern education, you are taught about the glories of engineering structures, and you look at the power within a triangle, how it builds and holds big structures, big weights. And then in art, you're asked to look at the glory of a woman's body, either through poetry or through drawing or through picture. This is, because they don't know Krishna, all these things are glorified. And therefore we get cheated. Because it is not Uttama Shloka. It is lower taste. It's not the higher taste. If you knew Krishna, you would not glorify anything else. If you knew Krishna, if you knew who he was, if you knew how wonderful he is, your attention, your mind would not go anywhere else. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo. And Krishna says, man mana bhava, think of me. But you cannot think of Krishna if your thoughts are on material objects. You cannot. So this also requires training. And the other point is Punya Shloka. By looking at the lives of devotees of Krishna, you develop the ability to understand Krishna. That's your Punya, that's your Sukriti, your asset. Just by serving Srila Prabhupada, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada became advanced in Krishna consciousness. Just by serving the pure devotee of God, those who served him themselves became advanced in God consciousness, in Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much for your patience. Attention. Are there any questions or comments? Thank you. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Cannot avoid it.